You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
What an eventful day it was on Dalal Street. It has been a volatile end to the week. The Sensex fell as much as 279 points and DHFL tanked as much as 45%. These will be among the big headlines that we will be tracking as we will take a leisurely evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
A largely volatile day has come to a close with indices ending the day on a negative note. However, they are off the day's low points. The Nifty has managed to give up the 11,200 mark in today's trade. The Sensex has closed over 200 points lower. There was panic selling in the market as non-banking financial companies, that is NBFCs, led by a huge drop in the shares of Divan Housing Finance, that is DHFL, dragged financial stocks. The negativity spilled over to other marquee names such as Indiabulls Housing Finance, Gruh Finance and LIC Housing Finance, among others. What particularly transpired in the trade today was selling activity in the bond markets. DSP Mutual Fund is believed to have sold DHFL paper at 11% discount in a bid to make provisions for its exposure to ILNFS's paper. This triggered a sell-off in the DHFL stock, which plunged over 50%, halving the share value in just a few hours. There was a knee-jerk reaction among other housing finance companies as well as other NBFC names as well. As a result, in the afternoon, the equity market saw a huge plunge, with the Sensex falling over 1,000 points. The Nifty had managed to breach the 11,000 mark as well. However, the managements of DHFL and Indiabulls Housing Finance tried to allay fears and said that there was no such instances in the company. The company reiterated this in an analyst's call, which was organized later. Financials were buzzing in trade this morning as Yes Bank led the losers chart as investors reacted to RBI deciding to reduce Rana Kapoor's term to January 2019. The day began on a strong note as good global cues and stronger opening on the rupee boosted sentiment on Dalal Street. The Sensex had risen 300 points in intraday trade. But a sharp sell-off in the afternoon led by a 50% crash in Divan Housing Finance's shares as well as on Indiabulls Housing weighed big on the market. At the close of market hours, the Sensex closed down 279.62 points or 0.75% at 36,841.6, while the Nifty ended lower by 91.3 points or 0.81% at 11,143.1. The market breadth was negative as 596 shares advanced against a decline of 2,071 shares, while 155 shares remained unchanged. Shares of DHFL ended 45% lower, while top losers included Yes Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Indiabulls Housing Finance, while the gainers were ONGC, Wipro, Bharti Infratel and BPCL. Some stocks that made news on Dalal Street today. Shares of Yes Bank fell 29% after the Reserve Bank of India cut the tenure of Rana Kapoor, Chief Executive and Managing Director, till the 31st of January 2019. And this will also be the topic of our story of the day, so do listen to that as well. Shares of Dilip Buildcon added more than 3% after it was declared the lowest bidder for Metro Rail project of 228.96 crore rupees. Gravita India rose nearly 9% intraday but ended flat even as it expanded its production capacity of its Chittoor plant. Meanwhile, Jet Airways ended 6% lower after Income Tax Investigation Department conducted a survey on the company's premises. And finally, State Bank of India ended 0.5% lower after it concluded the issuance of $650 million Green Senior Unsecured Fixed Rate Notes program. And finally, let's take a quick look at how Dalal Street equivalents performed across the day. Asian markets were positive as investors took cues from positive handover from Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended the week higher by 0.82% at 23,869.93. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was up 1.73%. Shanghai Composite of Mainland China was up 2.5% and Singapore up 1.17%. Looking at European markets, the European markets have been trading higher as investors have shrugged off worries over the US-China trade dispute. The pan-European Stoxx 600 at the time of my saying this is up 0.4%, Britain's FTSE 100 up 0.93%, Germany's DAX up 0.52%, France's CAC up 0.69%. Well, what a week this has been on Dalal Street, especially the concluding day. This kind of swings that we haven't seen in a long time. 1,000 points lost on the Sensex, but of course, there was some recovery towards the end. Will the new week bring the bears or bulls in focus? We'll, of course, find out all of that right here on Money Control. But until then, do have an extraordinary weekend. Do set some time aside to spend time with family, read a book, chill out by the pool, or do whatever it is that tickles your bone. We will, of course, keep you updated about the worlds of business and finance first thing in the morning on Monday with a morning walk down Dalal Street as well as a few stocks for you to pick. In the meanwhile, there are tons and tons of podcasts for you to listen to on a diverse range of topics, so you can spend some time over the weekend doing just that. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.